There's no doubt college students were a factor in President Obama's win in Ohio last fall. Thousands of them turned out to vote, many brought in on buses furnished by Democrats. Fast forward to today. There's a bill in the newly proposed two-year state budget that would say if out-of-state students vote in Ohio, they should be considered Ohio residents when it comes to paying tuition. Mike Ditto speaks for the Republican caucus of the Ohio House, the lawmakers who added the measure to the budget.
A lot of our members have voiced concerns over the years about the fact that universities are supplying utility bills with $0 to students to go vote. This amendment does not prohibit that practice. What it simply says is, if you're doing that, you are presuming that that student is eligible to vote in Ohio. If that's the case, they should also be granted in-state tuition.
Right now, if students register to vote in Ohio, they can do so with a utility statement furnished to them by their universities. But those students who use that documentation are not currently considered to be in-state students for tuition purposes. Ohio State University President Gordon Gee says there's a reason for that.
Well, you know, those are two separate public policy issues.
Gee says voting eligibility is determined by the Ohio Secretary of State's office, but tuition is determined by law. Gee won't say whether he opposes the legislature's plan to attach the two. But Innovation Ohio, a progressive think tank, says if every out-of-state student at Ohio State last year voted in Ohio and this measure was applied, the university would stand to lose about $73 million. Stuart McIntyre is with the Ohio Student Association, a group that represents all students who go to college in the Buckeye State. He thinks requiring Ohio's universities to forego thousands of dollars just so out-of-state students can vote here is something that would make Ohio's colleges less attractive to out-of-state students.
If I was a student from out-of-state, maybe I wanted to come to school in Ohio, this would not be the type of legislation that I want to see passed, because it doesn't really give me incentive to come here if I don't have my voice represented in the political process.
Of course, out-of-state students can always vote in their home states by absentee ballots, and that won't change under this plan. But many out-of-state students, like Kenneth Myers of Kansas, say they don't consider their home state to be their home because they spend most of their time here.
I feel that I more so deserve a right to vote here. Because this is where I pay income taxes, this is where I pay sales taxes, this is where I go to school, this is the community that I have become a part of in 4 years.
Democrats don't like the plan. Jared Kurtz is with the Ohio Democratic Party.
It's a clear effort to chip away, not just in Ohio, but nationally, at students, at people that are tend to vote Democratic or progressive.
Peg Rosenfield with the Ohio League of Women Voters says her group opposes this amendment, too.
My objection to student voting is not enough of them vote. They have a very low voter turnout. And this will make it even harder. And that's the purpose of it.
But Republican Mike Ditto says the purpose of this amendment is not to make it harder for students to vote.
This is not about voting rights. And this, first and foremost, is in no way ever designed to suppress anyone's vote. This is about in-state tuition rates.
Ditto says there are no plans at this time for the state to help reimburse universities that might lose money if this amendment is passed. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.